it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, that's all wrong today because we've got the gardening expert is Randy Lepke here from Heather Nursery, and the guy who knows, you know, little or nothing is me. I know about as much as Paul does, though.
So, you know, I might know twice as much as he does. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Trying to keep cool and everything watered.
Man, alive, that's something else out there. 100 degrees here yesterday, one of the hot spots in the state of Minnesota, they were saying this morning. Canby and Madison hit 100 yesterday, so... Yeah, that's probably something we should talk a little bit about today with the temperatures being like this. What should a person be doing to the lawns and the gardens and everything else?
I try to water as much as you can.
Okay.
And then might as well water yourself, too, while you're hot watering.
Yeah, let's keep hydrated there. Don't spend you know, too much time out there in the sun, because that can be a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, because that's it. Watering here at the nursery is an all-day job. To get everything watered, and we have to do stages one day and some the next day, and so you keep somebody busy.
Is it possible to overwater anything this about now, or probably not something you have to worry about too much the way it's been going?
Not
here lately?
Too much. Some trees, some of the newer planted trees, you can overwater.
Okay.
Because the roots need, you know, some oxygen too to breathe. And then they kind of suffocate.
What's the best way to water a tree? Should you just hit it with a whole lot of water all at once, or let that hose run gently?
Just trickle for 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Probably not. The apple trees, too, right now, you could probably, the older establishments, you could probably run that for like a half hour.
Okay.
And then the roots go out as far out as the branches go in the drip zone.
Okay. Anything else?
How far...
Anything else you should be doing with your apple trees?
Just keep apples right now. I keep hitting them with fruit tree spray.
Okay.
Or else put apple maggot traps out, because that's the bugs that are out right now, that they burrow into the apples. And
yeah, that's not good. I think I've got a few of those out in I had you guys come over and spray my trees there, but I haven't looked at the apples lately. I better check them out here, see how we're doing. Also, you're supposed to, they say, pick up the... And don't leave a lot of apples around the bottom of the tree, is that right?
That's correct, because that's a place for diseases and insects to overwinter.
Okay. Well, speaking of trees here, speaking of trees, we've got our plant of the week is the tree of the week here, the Royal Red Maple. And people can get on Facebook here and check out the KLQPFM site and see a picture of that. But tell us a little bit about that tree.
Okay, the Royal Red Maple, it has purple leaves all season. So instead of just a fall color, you have some different colors for the whole season. And the Royal Red Maple is a type of the Norway maple, different from the sugar maple and the silver maple and the autumn blaze.
Okay. They grow pretty well in this area?
They do. There's some spots, you know, they're not as favorite, but... Once you get them established, they're really nice. I know there's quite a few in Madison.
Okay. Yeah, they probably kind of stand out from the rest of the trees with that. The leaves being that color, huh?
Yeah, they stand out. So.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're talking about watering and that kind of thing here too. Now the lawns are getting pretty dry out there. Of course, we water. You can water them, but anything we should be being careful for the lawns? How about mowing or anything like that? Should we be doing any of that now, or hold off on that?
I probably wouldn't mow. I would hold off on mowing.
Okay.
And if you would have to mow it, mow as high as you can, because the higher the grass is, the deeper the roots go.
Okay. Yeah, in my yard over there, I have to mow to keep the weeds the same level as the grass. That's the important thing.
Yeah, they're the things that are growing, the weeds.
Yeah, how about for the weeds there? Should a guy be spraying? Probably not till it rains a little bit. But
not till it rains, and make sure it's under probably 80 degrees.
Okay. Right, well, what else is new going on over there at Heather we should know about today?
Pretty much we're... Still out doing a little bit of landscaping in the mornings. We're not doing much in the afternoons. And they got the road paved in front of the Monty store. So, and it's slowly coming in Dawson. So,
Yeah, we got both Bonnie and Dawson. Yeah, had a little inconvenience there for a while, but it's got to get worse before it gets better, and once it's fixed, it's nice.
Yeah, we weren't as bad. They just grooved the old pavement and then re-laid over it. So, but it took 7 miles to get from here to the delivery to the hospital. But we know because we couldn't travel a certain way over it at times.
Yeah, that's a pretty good stretch. Yeah. We have had that project done here in Madison a few years ago, so we don't have to worry about that for a while. But it was a little inconvenient, but it's nice when you get those streets all done. People appreciate it.
And some of the curbing is all in by the store in Dawson, so pavement won't be far along behind.
Right. Well, speaking of curbing, you guys did the landscaping by my house out there, and you put in some nice kind of a concrete edging around there, which is nice. You still doing that for your landscaping projects?
We do. We have someone usually pour it for us.
Okay.
We don't pour it ourselves anymore. And
yeah, it's kind of nice because you can kind of custom design it in the shape that you need, and it looks very good. And we also had you doing a little work outside the radio station here not too long ago, so we encourage people to stop by and see we call it the Q92 Plaza out here. That's a nice way of saying our little garden out here.
Yeah, the guys, they got it all pruned up nice.
Yep. I got to go back and mow the weed patch behind my fence, so don't look back there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what else? Other topics? What are people talking about when they come into the store there? What are some of the questions people have for you?
I know there's still insect issues on trees. The willows are getting infected by spider mites right now, and that's a real tiny bug that you almost have to have a piece of paper on and then tap the leaf to see if there's little black spots.
And the spider mites,
the tree spray will work for that.
They're the ones that leave that kind of a white web all over your yard once in a while. It kind of looks when you walk out. Or what is that?
That's some type of a spider, the web.
Okay. All right. But spider mites are just...
No, they're not. They're just a mite. They're just called spider. They're not even related to spiders.
Right. Okay. All right. And any other new products or anything over there we should be talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, so we encourage people to, if they do have any questions, good day to get them in here because we don't have any gardening questions at the moment because everybody's been too hot, so people haven't been out in the garden.
People haven't been out yet.
But we'll take the questions at, you can give Missy a call. She's sitting out here waiting for the phone to ring at 320-598-7301. And you can also drop them an email here, and it'll pop right on the screen in front of me here at klqpfm@farmerstel.net, and we'll get them up there for you. One thing I do want to plug here today was the horticulture night at the West Central Research and Outreach Center up in Morris. That's going to be going on this evening. Kind of a warm one for that. You ever been up there for that?
I've been up there a couple times, and very informative.
Yeah, I was up there a few years ago, but what all do they do up there?
They have different speakers on different topics, and then there's different gardens to look at.
And no charge for that either, and no registration needed. I think you can just show up there. They're located a little ways east of the university up there in Morris, so check that out, Horticulture Night tonight. And, of course, a lot of farmers' markets going on. Have you checked any of those out this year?
No, I haven't, because I usually grow my own stuff.
Okay.
But I see them in the park over here in Monty.
Yep, they're in Monty. Of course, Dawson, Madison both have them, and I just was talking to Jan Eifelt over here. She's setting one up. It's going to be in the in Bellingham, starting, it's underway, every Wednesday in Bellingham. That'll be an afternoon market, so you can hit Appleton during the noontime and head over to Bellingham and check out some good fresh produce there on Wednesdays. And a lot of other farmers' markets around. Good, healthy produce.
And then they're starting to see some sweet corn stands around.
Yeah, we've been plugging a couple of those here. It's a good sweet corn this year. Now, one thing, if we don't get the moisture that we're hoping for in the next few days here, what do you think? Of course, the crops are not going to be what they would be if we had the moisture, but due to kind of nice scientific advances, shall we say, the last few years, you don't need quite as much rain, it looks like to me, to get to get some good growers.
Yeah, they're breeding more drought tolerance into everything. And
all right. Well, Randy, we appreciate you getting on the radio with us here today. Anything else you want to cover on the gardening show today? I'm still waiting to see if I had any questions here, but pretty quiet today. So.
Yeah, and just keep your plants watered and yourself watered. So.
Yep, that's for sure. And plug your locations again. Where can they find Heather Nursery and Floral?
Okay, it's Main Street in Madison, the south end of Main Street, across from the grocery store in Dawson, and then in the Smith Edition in Montevideo.
Okay, and it's easy to find. And, of course, if you've got weddings, funerals, any of those special occasions like that, you're always ready to help, I know, because I see them working hard over here at the store some late into the nighttime sometimes when I'm over at the Grand Theater right across the street. So I know you got a good staff. They work hard. They do a great job.
Okay.
All right. Well, Randy, appreciate it. And you have a great week. Do what you can to keep cool. And we'll see you next week, or you or Dwayne, one or the other.
One or two of us. So.
And I think Paul might be back, unless he's out pulling around on the golf course again. So
okay.
It's hard to keep him pinned down.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, Randy. You have a good week.
Yeah. You too.
You,
yeah.
Bye now.
Bye.
That's Randy Lepke over there at Heather Nursery and Floral with the gardening show here on Q92. And again, if you have any gardening questions anytime during the week, something pops up and you'd like it answered or addressed on the program, just email it over to KLQPFM at farmerstel.net or give us a call, 320-598-7301. We'd be glad to take care of that for you.